Okay, I have to say this. I have spent a lot of time recently going for walks and things, sort of in between doing my job. I've been going for lots of walks and things, and I have an MP3 player. I haven't got the proper iPod, I don't believe in it, but I've got one of those sort of cheap ones, which, you know, are pretty good. You just have to keep on emptying it all the time because it gets full very quickly. But I've got this MP3 player, and I do download an awful lot of podcasts, and I do normally stick to the sort of traditional, the safe ones, the ones, you know, have been edited and are normally not explicit. And a lot of them are the BBC ones, because I listen to a lot of BBC radio, and I just sometimes I would rather go for a walk and listen to BBC radio than, you know, be stuck in a house listening to it. And because I'm living in Spain, it means I can't pick up BBC Radio 4 on me radio. So instead, I download the podcasts, and then off I go on my walk. But I've been getting a little bit fed up recently. I'm going to cut this story short, after a minute and 11 seconds, to let you know that I have discovered a fantastic podcast called Memories of the Future Cast, based on the book, and Will Wheaton from Star Trek The Next Generation has put this together. He's got the books, and he does a sort of talking book version of it, which you can buy. And in addition to that, he does a free podcast that you can pick up various ways, off the internet or iTunes or whatever. And it really is one of the best, one of the funniest podcasts I've listened to in an awful long time. If you check out all the comedy podcasts on iTunes, you know, this should be right up at the top, because it's really funny, and it's based on his experiences on Star Trek. But it's not just about him sort of saying, well, I did this and I did that and I did the other, good or bad, this is what I did. He really goes into how he felt, how he was treated by people, what his personal thoughts and feelings were of how the whole thing happened. And as he explains, it's not a sort of a thing where he's slagging off everybody and everything. He's sort of taking the mick out of Star Trek, because before it became really good, it was pretty rubbish. As he says, basically, don't wish to put words into his mouth, but the first sort of season of Star Trek TNG, which originally aired in the UK on good old BBC Two. I used to be on like 6 o'clock on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or something. I used to watch it. Of course, on BBC Two, you didn't get any adverts, which was fantastic. Just sat there for 50 minutes or 42 minutes, whatever, and just watched it without any adverts. Very, very cool. So anyway, so he did that. And he's got this Memories of the Future Cast. I mean, he does all kinds of things. He really, he's doing that. He's doing other projects. He's on the Twitter. He's doing YouTube. He's doing all kinds of things. He's been in Eureka. He's been in all kinds of programs and things. But he's devoting a sort of portion of his time to reminiscing about his time on Star Trek. And it really is. It's a really good book. And the podcast and everything, and you should check it out. It's pretty cool, and I do love the bit on Justice. It has to be what's her name, Lieutenant Yar, to claim that she has submitted her report on the laws and customs of the planet. Yes, the classic episode where poor Wes was practically sentenced to death for crushing the poor old plants. Yes, those poor plants. But anyway, Will Wheaton's sort of comments on that are hilarious, and I'm quite happy to have spent my little 5 minutes here on Audio Boo recommending this particular podcast. I don't normally recommend podcasts, because I am a podcaster. I normally recommend my own podcast. But I'm more than happy, because I've spent this week listening to all the episodes. I recommend you go and track down Memories of the Future Cast by Will Wheaton.